Welcome to Students Incorporated. I'm your host, Mr. Jason. Join me weekly as my team and I produce content that's informative, positive, fun, and uplifting. This podcast is created and produced with the help of students from the International Community School of Bangkok. In today's episode, we'll be celebrating the upcoming holiday season with a lot of special guests and maybe a little singing towards the end. I'm joined by co-hosts Mia and Frank today. But before we get into our festivities, let's hear our quote of the day and get some headline holiday news.
We have two quotes for today's episode. Our first quote of the day comes from the one and only Santa Claus, the famed Saint Nick, the giver of hopes and dreams, and most importantly, presents. He's quoted to have said, "Ho, ho, ho, Merry Christmas." As you already know, Santa Claus' iconic festive greeting symbolizes joy and good cheer. The hearty ho, ho, ho imitates a jolly laugh, while Merry Christmas spreads holiday happiness. Its origins stems from century-old laughter expression and Santa Claus' evolving depiction in literature and advertising. And our second quote of the day comes from the ever-so-popular British-American comedian and actor Bob Hope. He's quoted to have said, "My idea of Christmas, whether old-fashioned or modern, is very simple. It's about loving others. Come to think of it, why'd I have to wait for Christmas to do that?" Bob Hope's quote embodies the essence of Christmas and the relationship between everyday people. While people tend to focus on the connection with others during Christmas, there's nothing wrong with implementing that in your daily life, even if it's not the holiday season. So, my hope is that you cherish your loved one during this holiday season, and remember, it's something we can do throughout the year as well. And that's our quote of the day. Now on to some headline news with Mia.
Thank you for our quotes of the day, Frank. Now, here's some headline holiday news from around the world. Our first headline news comes from the universe of cryptocurrency, something you may hope to see in your digital stocking this holiday season. In the words of our researcher Toto, Bitcoin is cooking. On January 1st of this year, almost 1 year ago, Bitcoin started off at just over $44,000 per coin, and at the start of this month, December, Bitcoin was pushing close to $96,000 per coin, and is now hovering around this mark. So, in just 1 year, it's risen 133%. So maybe buy your kids Bitcoin for Christmas? Disclaimer, we don't give investment advice, it is illegal. Our next holiday news is about the ever-so-popular Christmas markets of Europe. Based on our research, we've decided that the one from Cologne Cathedral, Germany, has the best vibes, so let us introduce you to that. Though the market only has 150 stands, it attracts over 4 million people during Christmas. While this is the best market in Cologne, the city offers a few more Christmas markets, like one in the Old Town and the Angels Market. So please don't forget to check that out this Christmas. And finally, our last piece of news comes from Lapland in Finland, better known as the place of Santa's village. We all know the jolly man in red with a long white beard who's set to live at the North Pole. Or does he? Think again. Santa actually resides in the Finnish Lapland. While he may have a secret workshop in an undisclosed location, he moved there in 1950 to meet First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt. Fun fact, unlike the fairy tale version of Santa, with just 9 reindeers, the real Santa has over 200,000 of them. And if you ever feel like writing him a letter, we might as well share his address too. It's Santa Claus's main post office, 96930 Arctic Circle, Lapland, Finland, close to the North Pole. And that ends the holiday news for this episode.
Thank you for the quote and headline news. We begin this first segment by hearing from a number of our teachers and staff members about where they're from and if they have any special traditions or activities they enjoy with their family or friends during the holiday season. All right, let's get started.
Hello, and thank you for joining this special holiday episode. So, could you please introduce yourself and tell us what you do at ICS and what your home passport country is?
Okay. My name is Stephen Conwell, and I teach grade 7 science. And my home passport country is Australia.
Ah, nice. All right. And next question. How do you typically celebrate the holiday season? And do you have any special traditions with family or friends?
Well, my wife is Mrs. Karen Conwell, as some people may know. Uh-huh. And so that kind of makes me a dual country person. She's Canadian. Yeah, I'm Australian. So most of my traditions, to be honest, are centered in Canada and with her family. My family didn't have any solid, regular traditions that we did growing up, except when we lived in Australia a long time ago. And when I was a young kid till about 8 years old, we would go down to the beach. My uncle would have a house. And all the uncles and aunts and cousins would go down. We had I remember having amazing memories down there at the beach. They were beach oriented. But as soon as I met Mrs. Karen, her family did have a lot of traditions, including every year they watch White Christmas, which is a movie with Bing Crosby. I forget who else, but it was just a real tradition. And Karen's dad would he kind of sips on a little bit of champagne. And that sort of lightens him up a little bit. And his sense of humor while we watch that video is just one of my best memories. He's just so funny. He knows all the lines and he's just going the whole time. And he's normally not like that. The other thing they do every Christmas is they did this all the way since they were little kids, is sit down as a family in front of the fireplace on the couches and their mother, Karen's mom, would read the best Christmas pageant ever, the whole book in one reading. It would take about 2-3 hours, and there'd be cider and eggnog and all these things coming and going. But she would insist that everyone sits there and listens for the entire time, right? She's an old teacher. But that tradition, I love that. It was something really special about that. Those are some of the, when we go to Canada, I love the lights, like the Christmas lights, and the combination of snow and the lights and the decorations are really very different than in Australia. Like Australia, it's very hot when you go at Christmas, very hot. But I have good memories of the food, lots of ham and prawns. You know, those are just free flowing basically the whole break.
All right, thank you for sharing.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, we are on to our next guest. Hello and welcome to our special holiday episode. Please introduce yourself and tell us what you do at ICS and what is your home passport country.
Hi, I'm Qing Yu. I'm a secondary Mandarin teacher at ICS. And I'm originally from Taiwan, but I'm also a U.S. citizen.
Okay, well, thank you very much for that. So we have dual citizenship, right?
Yes.
Okay. So how do you typically celebrate the holiday season, and do you have any special traditions with family or friends?
Okay. Well, we've been living in the States for about 20 years, so we've made many close friends there. So while we are in the States, we usually celebrate our holidays with them.
Okay.
So like we would travel together, or hang out at someone's house for potluck dishes, homemade yummy one. And of course, American barbecue is always a must, right? Because we all love to eat.
Yeah, totally.
Yep. Along with the good food, we enjoy watching movies, play board games, basically just spending quality time with friends.
Well, that's great. And is there a specific state or a region of the U.S. that you go to, because is there snow sometimes, or is it a warmer state?
Well, we've been living in Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh, for 14 years.
Okay.
So sometimes we would like to, travel to, Florida,
mm-hmm.
the beach side.
Go down to the warmer
right,
side,
warmer
right?
Side, okay. Right. Or sometimes go to California.
Oh, very good. All right. Well, thank you so much for being on the podcast show with us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, and welcome to our special holiday episode. Please introduce yourself and tell us what you do at ICS and what is your home passport country.
Hi, everyone. I'm Mrs. Vicky, and I teach high school math here at ICS.
And my home passport country is the United States of America, specifically Colorado. Yes.
Nice. Thank you. And another question. How do you typically celebrate the holiday season? And do you have any special traditions with your family or friends?
Well, let's see. I would say the holiday season for us really centers around Christmas, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And as a family, as my like individual family, we have an advent calendar that we do every night, December 1st through December 25th. And it's, of course, now it's digital. When I was a kid, it wasn't digital, but now it's digital and they get to open a new thing every day. And we read a specific Bible passage every night leading us to Jesus's birth, because that's what we're celebrating at Christmas. I would say as a larger, my mom started this tradition when we were kids where everybody got a new pair of pajamas on Christmas Eve. And I think it was mostly so that she would guarantee everybody looked okay in the pictures on Christmas morning, right? But now everybody is used to getting a new pair of pajamas on Christmas Eve. And now also all of my kids expect a new pair of pajamas on Christmas Eve. So it's the tradition that keeps on giving once you become the parent.
How many pairs of pajamas do you have to buy every year?
8 for my family, but you know, we let grandma handle some of that. I'll say it's
Okay, nice. All right. Thank you, Miss Vicky.
Hello, and welcome to our special holiday episode. Please introduce yourself and tell us what you do at ICS and what is your home passport country.
สวัสดีค่ะ. I am Kru Yam. I'm teaching middle school Thai for International from grade 6 and to grade 8 and teaching the non-Thai students, beginner. I have been teaching here for 20 years. And I'm from Thailand.
All right, thank you. And how do you usually celebrate the holiday season? And do you have any special traditions with family or friends?
Yeah. For my family, normally it's a good time that we can spend time with family. And my parents actually in the north, in Chiang Mai. But then every year we try our best to gather together as a big family. So we travel to my dad's hometown, which is in Mahasarakham. And then before, long time ago, my dad was the only Christian in the village. And now he set up, like, he got to have his house to be the church. And then all the siblings and our family became Christian. And then it's a good chance that we go and visit. And my dad have a very, you know, close connection with them. So we, as a family, we go there, see the family in Mahasarakham, like out in the countryside, and we celebrate with them. My dad preached, and my brother and me, and I bring my kids to sing and bring the gift to the people in the village. And it's a good time because normally we live in the city. So Christmas is the time that we give what we have, and we go and have a, you know, good chat in the family. And actually, especially for my kids to see and play with the kids in the village and eat like countryside food and, you know, have another experience outside of the city. And I think it's a very good time. But normally, if not the year that we cannot go, we go visit friends. Like if sometimes we visit friends in another country, but every year we try to visit the family in the village.
Yeah, nice. That sounds really fun. Thank you for sharing.
Hello, and welcome to our special holiday episode. Please introduce yourself and tell us what you do at ICS and what your home passport country is.
So, okay, what I do at ICS and who I am. All right, I am Mr. Micah. Students call me Mr. Micah. Some people call me Pac-Man. And what I do is I manage the pack. That's where Pac-Man comes from, pack manager. So I do all sorts of things, like manage the schedules for the pack, manage the facilities in the pack, and mainly sound and the tech stuff in the building. Yeah, as opposed to all other events. So, yeah, everything.
All right.
Yeah, and Aladdin, and in every show that comes. Sorry, what's your second question again?
What do you do for? What is your home passport country?
Oh, my home passport country. My home passport country is the Philippines, but I was born in Thailand and I grew up at ICS. I'm an alumni. Yeah.
Whoa.
All right. Thank you. I did not know that.
Yep.
So how do you typically celebrate the holiday season? And do you have any special traditions with family or friends, Mr. Micah?
So for the holiday season, being Filipino, Christmas actually starts around September.
Oh,
which is kind of crazy. All the Burr months is when the decorations come up and stuff like that. But I haven't really done that when it comes to being Filipino and putting up my decorations early. Usually it's around November and not September. And for Christmas, what my family does is we usually hang out together.
Yeah.
On Christmas Eve until midnight. And it's actually a Filipino tradition called Noche Buena, which is kind of like waiting for the New Year's, but it's like instead of the New Year's, it's Christmas. Just,
yeah.
Got and for what we do for Noche Buena is we just hang around, eat. Typically, there'll be karaoke and various Filipino desserts. I can't name them all.
Oh, that's okay.
It's pretty bad. I surprisingly, like I said, my passport country is Philippines, but I grew up here. So my parents never really, my mom in particular, never spoke to me in Tagalog. Mm-hmm. And we didn't really grow up doing all those types of things because my father is Singaporean. And we kind of had two cultures in our family.
Yeah.
But more recently, that's what we've been doing. We've been celebrating, just staying up till midnight. And then at midnight, actually what we do is we give presents. That's when we give the presents to each other. So instead of waking up Christmas morning, we just wait for midnight.
All right.
And sometimes it's a little hard, but yeah, it is what it is. It's fun. And then everybody goes home sleepy and full. Yeah.
All right. That sounds really fun. Thank you for sharing, Mr. Micah.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Hello and welcome to our special holiday episode. Can you please introduce yourself and tell us what you do at ICS? And what is your home passport country?
Well, my name is Mr. Chris McLatcher, and my passport country is the United States. I went to school in Canada, though, for 4 or 5 years, and then I haven't been to the U.S. in about 18 years. So even though Thailand is not my passport country, I've almost lived in Thailand longer than I've lived in the U.S.,
Thank you so much. And so how do you typically celebrate the holiday season? And do you have any special traditions with your families or friends?
Yeah, usually for the holidays, I mean, I'm a pretty big homebody. I like to stay home, don't like to travel much. So my wife and I and all of the kids, we have some traditions. One of them is on Christmas Eve, we have all of our Christmas stockings filled up with food to rot your teeth. And on Christmas Eve, we all open up our stockings, and then that's always our Christmas Eve tradition. And then on Christmas morning, I get up early and I make breakfast, a special Christmas breakfast for all the kids. They love fried potatoes, and so I make fried potatoes. And then we read through the Christmas story together, and on Christmas morning, we usually open presents underneath the tree around probably 11:30 or 12 o'clock in the afternoon, which is very unusual because usually families with kids open up presents at like 3:30 a.m. because that's when kids wake up. But my family has learned breakfast first, the Christmas story, and then we open up presents. So that's my usual Christmas. And on Christmas holidays, I'm usually at home hanging out, not really traveling anywhere.
The holiday season often gives us time to reflect on the meaning of life, happiness, joy, and the giving, and the real reason so many of us celebrate Christmas. That's the birth of Jesus and the gift he has offered all of us. With that said, Rebecca is going to share a list of practical things that can be done during the holiday season with the idea of giving back in mind. And then we'll hear from a special outside guest about how her organization celebrates the idea of giving back. But first, go ahead, Rebecca.
Thank you, Mr. Jason. Yes, here's a list of 5 practical ways you can give back during this holiday season. First, volunteer at a shelter or food bank. Help serve meals or sort donations at local shelters or food banks. Many are especially busy during the holidays. Second,
support a family in need, participate in adoptive family programs, providing gifts or essentials to families facing hardship. Third, donate to a cause, give to charities or local organizations, whether through money, toys, clothes, or other goods. Fourth, acts of kindness, pay for a stranger's coffee, help carry groceries, or leave a kind note brightening someone's day. Last but not the least, organize a toy drive or event, collect donations for children or the needy, or host a community gathering for those who might be alone. And that's our list of 5 simple and practical ways you can give back to your community during this holiday season. And now onto our PSA announcement. Could you please introduce yourself and explain to us what you do?
So, hi, my name is Petra Sagdeet-Panupan. I'm the executive director at Maniya Group. So, our business holds 2 core businesses. So, the first one would be office spaces for rent. We have 2 buildings for that. One is called Maniya Center. The other one is called Maniya North. And the second business would be the hotel. So, the Renaissance Bangkok Lashaversole Hotel. Yeah, and we also have residences for sale called the Estate Residences. So I pretty much like overlook at the whole marketing operations.
That's so cool to hear. It must be very enjoyable to be bird viewing all of those new projects. So may I ask, what does Renaissance do during the holiday season to give back to communities?
Sure. Okay. So the hotel's campaign that focuses on giving back to the community is called Wish Upon a Star. So pretty much our initiative's purpose is to spread love and joy to 40 children from the Foundation for Slum Childcare at Ban Sowai Kongpui. So the way that our guests or any like passerby can participate is by visiting our Christmas Tree of Wishes, which is located at the hotel lobby. On the tree, there's going to be different like stars on different branches of the tree. So each star will be representing each child from the foundation. So guests can choose like the star with a child's wish and then for the year. And then they can choose to fulfill those wishes by either A, purchasing the gift themselves and returning it to the navigator or like the reception counter by December 18, 2024. Or B, by contributing 500 baht to the hotel, and then the hotel will handle the gift purchasing process. And these gifts will be presented to the children on December 23rd, 2024. Hopefully that's going to be like a very like fulfilling and heartwarming moment for both like the hotel and for the children. Yeah. And actually I told highlight that like we don't have one for money. Yeah, actually, I just thought of one. So
yeah,
is it okay if I tell you about it?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so for Maniya, we've actually just launched a market called Maniya Market. So it's like our first ever, not a flea market, not a Christmas market, but just like a general market, you know, in the middle of the city. And we'd like to think of it as a space of happiness or a pop-up community in the heart of the city, like I said before. The way we see this as giving back to the community is that we treat ourselves like an extra outlet for SMEs who like only have online platforms. So pretty much we provide like free of charge booth spaces for them to come and like, you know, open up, set up a booth and sell their goodies to like customers from the building or customers from the hotel. Yeah, so I think it's both like for the SMEs and for the customers, they get to exchange like just a new experience, I guess. Yeah, so I feel like that's a way of giving back to the community, not to mention we have live bands every day. So some of the live band, like recruits?
Yep.
I'm not sure how to
say that in. Busking, I believe.
Yeah, like Yeah, so we support them too. So I feel like that's another way of giving back to the community. Yeah.
Wow, that's such an amazing campaign that both Mania and Renaissance is hosting. Because as big corporates, it's definitely like so heartwarming to hear that you guys are also assisting SMEs and these marginalized communities, as earlier mentioned. So thank you so much for sharing with us.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and as an additional question, would you mind if like I quickly chime in and ask you regarding like what inspired you to give back to that community mentioned, and also for the Mania market with like the pink bar and all the SMEs there? Yeah.
I think it's a matter of, I don't know, I feel like at the end of the year, everyone like deserves a chance to like be given like any sort of opportunity to be happy, you know? So I just feel like, yeah, why not create like projects that can actually like give back to the community so that, but I feel like throughout the year, we don't just think about getting like profit or like, you know, doing like everything like that. But after getting like all the profit or like the revenue that comes in, like what can we do to, you know, like put that into good use for the society? So I feel like, yeah, why not like make some projects, create some projects that gives back to the community so that it can be like a very happy holiday season for everyone, you know, not just for business owners, but for like the community in general. And at the end of the day, like, after we receive that from, you know, from our clients, tenants, whoever, hotel guests, what can we do to like give back? That's, I think that's like the main part of it all. Okay, if I can help you with anything else, just feel free to reach out like at any time.
And we are back with our second part of this episode, and we're going to hear from some students about how they may celebrate the holidays with their family and friends. Now, their backgrounds are diverse, and their passports are from different places as well. Mia will start us off with our first student guest.
Hello, and welcome to our special holiday episode. Please introduce yourself, tell us what grade you're in at ICS, and what your home passport country is.
So I'm Eva, I'm in grade 12, and my passport country is Russia.
Now, what do you find special about this holiday season?
So I don't celebrate Christmas, but I enjoy spending time with my family and just like the holiday vibes. I really like them. And on New Year, we give gifts. So it's basically what happens on Christmas normally. In Russia, people do it on New Year. So I enjoy like staying up till midnight, and then we exchange gifts and we still put up like Christmas trees and stuff, so I really enjoy decorating a Christmas tree with my family.
Just a little bit of follow-up, like why don't you celebrate it like on the 25th? Like why like on New Year's?
Well, I think it's because of the Soviet Union or something. So
that makes
they
sense.
Yeah, weren't allowing religion at some point, so all the holiday stuff kind of got moved to New Year's. But people still do celebrate Christmas, but it's on the 6th or the 7th of January.
I see. All right, thank you.
Hello and welcome to our special holiday episode. Please introduce yourself and tell us what grade you're in at ICS and what your home passport country is.
Hi, my name is Rini. I'm in 10th grade and my passport country is America.
Okay, thank you. And what do you find special about the holiday season?
About the holiday season, me and my family spend a lot of quality time together. So I think that's what I find special, because 3 out of the 4 of us have our birthdays in this month, so we go out and spend a lot of time together. So, yeah.
Hello, and welcome to our special holiday episode. Please introduce yourself and tell us what grade you are in at ICS and what your home passport country is.
My name is Adi. I'm in grade 12. This is my senior year, and I have an Indian passport.
Thank you. And what do you find special about the holiday season, Adi?
I guess stemming from a Christian school and a Christian environment, the holiday season for me usually correlates with the idea of giving more than receiving. So even though my family is predominantly a Buddhist family, every Christmas we go to a local church run by a Thai organization, and then we usually partake with them with serving them food, donating them stuff, a little bit of sermon singing. But don't know, my singing skills are good, but I try my best. And then that's usually how I celebrate my Christmas, but in a more like intrinsic way or more familiar way. We celebrate mostly by just watching movies and just staying at home. Like, nice. We go outside, but because our family is Buddhist, we don't celebrate it in a very lavish sense. We believe in donating more. And so it's usually just movies, some books, and we cook together. And my sister teaches me how to knit. That's pretty much it.
Wait, your sister knits?
Yes. I can crochet to an extent. And I can crochet, like, I don't know, like a bucket caps. But they're not great. But
I'm practicing. Yeah. All right. All right. Thank you for sharing, Adi.
Yeah, thank you.
Hello and welcome to our special holiday episode. Please introduce yourself and tell us what grade you're in at ICS and what your home passport currently is.
My name is Elise. I'm a junior this year and my home passport country is the Netherlands.
Thank you so much. And what do you find so special about the holiday season?
I think something that's special to me is just getting to spend time with my family, as we usually celebrate St. Nicholas rather than Christmas, which is on December 5th. And that's a time where we just eat Dutch snacks that our family sends us and we open gifts. But now that we've moved to Thailand, we usually attend a Christmas service at ECB on the 24th. And then we read the Bible story on the morning on the 25th and just have a family breakfast together.
Hello and welcome to our special holiday episode. Please introduce yourself and tell us what grade you are in at ICS and what your home passport country is.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm a senior at ICS, grade 12. I come from a more culturally Chinese-Taiwanese family, but my passport country is Thailand.
Oh, nice. All right, Jason, what do you find special about the holiday season?
What is really special about the holiday season is the large amount of exams and projects that the teachers choose to all pile up at once. Especially this year has been especially special considering the seniors have college apps, exams, projects, capstone, and a lot of other things. But you know what? At least we get a very, very much long needed break from school, and it's the Christmas season, right? Even without snow, we can enjoy a lot of other things. I know I'm grateful that Thailand doesn't have snow because I love golfing, and most of the times I go golfing on holidays. So since there isn't snow and the weather is kind of cool, that's great. And coming from a more culturally Chinese family, we don't do a lot for Christmas. Like, we don't realize it's Christmas until it's the day of Christmas.
Wonderful.
And being like 17, 18, it's at a point where you realize that, okay, maybe Santa Claus does not exist. Okay. So if you want something, don't know, want something throughout the year and I tell my parents, then they'll give it to me on Christmas Day, like just hand it over to me. And I just thank my parents for being the quote unquote Santa Claus. And, aww, you know, we go out, have some food, and I just go golfing and relax over the break, preparing myself for another year of school. Woohoo.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Jason. I did not know you golfed. So that was very interesting. Thank you for sharing.
Please introduce yourself and tell us what grade you're in at ICS and what your home passport currently is.
My name is Noel. My home passport is Thailand, and I'm currently in 10th grade at ICS.
Thank you. And what do you find so special about the holiday season?
So, talking about Christmas first, I really enjoy celebrating Christmas because I come from a Christian family, and we give importance to the birth of Christ, and we also play snow sports, which is snowboarding and skiing during this holiday season.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hello, and welcome to our special holiday episode. Please introduce yourself and tell us what grade you're in at ICS and what your home passport country is.
Hello, I am Enwu from grade 11, and my home country passport is South Korea.
Thank you. And what do you find special about the holiday season?
Oh, what I found special about my holiday season is normally our family goes to a missionary camp together as a family, and we enjoy the Christmas and we have valuable time and quality time with our family, praying God and having chapel.
Thank you. Hello and welcome to our special holiday episode. Please introduce yourself, tell us what you do here at ICS, and what your home passport country is.
Hi, I'm Mrs. Sarah, and I'm the strings and orchestra teacher in middle school and high school. Also teach AP Music Theory, and I come from Finland.
All right. My passport is. Nice. Thank you. Now, what do you find special about the holiday season, and why do people sort of connect the holidays to music as well?
So I really love the Christmas season. I love all the decorations, the lights, and the atmosphere, the mood. And I think for me, a really big part of that is the music.
Yeah.
So obviously we play a lot of Christmas music in my classes. We listen to it, and then I love to listen to it at home, but it depends what kind. Usually a little bit earlier in the season, I might listen to some more classical, like more toned down music. And then when we get closer, then I start the jazzy songs.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Sarah. Hello, and welcome to our special holiday episode. Please introduce yourself. Tell us what you do here at ICS and what your home passport country is.
Hello, I am Mr. Christian, and I teach band and choir here at ICS, and I'm from the United States.
All right, thank you. And what do you find special about the holiday season, and why do people connect the holidays to music?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, music is like inseparable from the holidays. It's holds a lot of tradition. It's the soundtrack to a lot of our traditions, pop culture and religious culture. So as a musician myself, when I was in the States, I'd always be playing Christmas gigs. So churches and schools would hire me to play trombone with their ensembles, and that was really fun. I kind of miss doing that. I'm trying to get connected here, but it's a little harder being new here in Thailand.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun, and then and being able to teach students and giving students that same experience.
Yeah.
Preparing for that experience is a big part of what I do, and really enjoy it.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Premi here, and I know we've been talking about, you know, what's special about the holiday season, but I can say that what to me is special is to be able to be on the Students Incorporated podcast and to be working again for another season. So as an old season 2 member, but also as a season 3 member still, that's what I think is really special. As for the holiday season, I think what's really special is this time of rest. And I think, like, you know, obviously this can look different for all of us in different ways. But to me, I feel like rest can be, you know, catching up with family, friends, giving yourself the time to maybe explore what you want to do or what you want to learn without other external pressures, simply because you want to. Read a book, watch a movie, do anything that you want. And I think just this freedom from responsibilities and this freedom to be able to relax and kind of rejuvenate is so special. And I think, you know, regardless of whether you celebrate Christmas or not, there's still this time for you to reflect and relax. And I think that's what's really special. And now we have Chanya and Yanhao, who are our old season 2 members who are now thriving in their U.S. colleges, when we miss them dearly.
Hi, I think that the holiday is special because it's like a time where everyone can put aside their differences and basically celebrate like happiness, joy, like that everything that comes with like the holiday season. And like, even if it's temporary, I think it's still a good like change of mind, like a like temporary peace period where like people can basically reflect on what their actions like are like, so that they could possibly improve on it in the future. And personally, I've never really had that kind of mood, because I mean, I don't really celebrate Christmas. Like, I guess maybe seeing how it's different in the U.S. could be interesting, because it's not that like widespread in Thailand. Thank you.
I think what's so special about holiday seasons is definitely the people, the activities, and the food that occurs. I would say oftentimes for holiday seasons, it's like a reunion of distant relatives and friends, and I think it's just like a great time where everyone meets together and updates each other on each other's lives, but also at the same time celebrate together a holiday. And I feel like oftentimes during holiday seasons, there's always really fun activities, team bonding things, and also just like food, like different food that people bring around. I feel like it's always really interesting to try dishes that different people make. And I think ultimately just being able to reunite with people and celebrate the holiday as a whole family, as a whole group of people together, yeah.
And finally, we have Mr. Stephen Lattice in the studio to conclude this segment with a special holiday message. But first, Mr. Stephen, may I ask you this question? What do you find special about this holiday season?
I think what I find special is just a season where people are just naturally more joyful, more thankful for who they are, more thankful for what they have, and more thankful to give towards people in need during this time. It's a season of celebration, sure.
And giving back, yeah, for sure. Thank you. And we'd love for you to end this final segment with a little Christmas cheer as well.
Okay, well, I'd like to take this time to first off thank you all for being such a huge part of the ICS community. This podcast is amazing. Thank you, podcast team. Pretty awesome. But this whole ICS family is just a blessing to be a part of. The parents, the students, the staff. It gives me time to reflect on just how blessed I am to be a part of this beautiful, beautiful community that God has brought here to ICS. It's an honor and a privilege to serve here because of all of you. Christmas is also a time to reflect on how we give to others and show generosity towards those around us. And I hope everyone is encouraged today to give back to your loved ones who care so deeply about you, like your parents out there, students, but also give back to those in need around you. Find those people that could use a small encouragement or a big encouragement and share in whatever means possible. In the end, generosity often involves sacrifice. So feel free to give sacrificially in whatever way you see fit during this awesome, beautiful Christmas season. I, as a Christian, during this season, reflect on the way God has given so sacrificially many years ago by sending his one and only Son to earth as a sacrifice to live among us, to live among the hardships of what life has to offer, to live among a people who fail him time and time again, but to eventually die for our sins and for a perfect sacrifice. So it was all out of love and care for all of us here today. So I'm really thankful for that, and I hope you can have time to reflect a bit more on the beauty of this Christmas season.
As we end this episode, the Students Incorporated team would like to send you off with a special Christmas carol. Ready? Here we go.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hall. This is a home where you can see couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of
All right, stay tuned and we'll be back in 2025. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And as always, this podcast would not be possible without the hard work and support of our international student production team.
All music and sound effects are courtesy of Pixabay.com, a vibrant community of creatives, sharing copyright-free images, videos, and music.
And we are signing off until next time. We are Students Incorporated, because your voice matters.